This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to this 2019 Memorial Day special program of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country to our great radio stations in the country, and we appreciate them for carrying our program. And also, a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus all our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And on this Memorial Day, we also want to thank all the people that are working on the Third Watch today. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers. I know our janitorial staff just left the radio station. And the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers and bulk mail centers, but they'll be off today because all they'll be doing is bringing the trailers in and dropping them. There won't be any sorting of mail today. It starts tonight after midnight. And thanks for all that you do, keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, as he does many, many times during the week, and certainly every Monday, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's get started with the pledge, and then we'll go from there. Are you ready?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I can't think of a better person to talk to us about Memorial Day, and I'm going to play 1 minute of a speech that was given at Arlington National Cemetery by then-President Ronald Reagan in 1984. Listen to this.
Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. Spoke at a ceremony at Gettysburg in 1863, President Lincoln reminded us that through their deeds, the dead had spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could, and that we're living could only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they so willingly gave a last full measure of devotion.
I just have one more thing to say to all those who are POW/MIA. You are not forgotten, not for 1 second on this program. Okay, Kyle, what do you remember the most about Memorial Day?
Well, of course, you know, Captain, I think a lot of people see Memorial Day as obviously it's a three-day weekend, it's a federal holiday, and so people plan around that. And it sort of becomes this idea of having time off, maybe having a barbecue, and that's all good, and a lot of people are doing that. But Memorial Day, of course, for me means that we remember those, as you just heard President Reagan talking about, who gave their lives. And also, Captain, there are the families and the loved ones who don't have their service member with them on Memorial Day because they gave the ultimate sacrifice. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, living under the freedom that these brave individuals provide for us, we need to stop and remember and just be thankful for their sacrifice and be grateful and realize that we get to live our lives, but they gave their lives.
And at 3 p.m. today, everybody listening to this program, all Americans all across the United States of America are asked to stop what you're doing for 1 minute and observe a minute of silence at 3 p.m. this afternoon to observe Memorial Day in your own special way. And, you know, since the first official Memorial Day, which was originally called Decoration Day, took place on May the 30th, 1868, at Arlington National Cemetery, each year on Memorial Day weekend, we honor American patriots who have given the last full measure of devotion in their service to the Republic so their fellow Americans could live their lives in freedom. And when people say, how should we remember Memorial Day? My one word is respectfully.
Absolutely, yes, respectfully. And again, it is such a time-honored tradition, as you mentioned, Captain. Yes, it started out as Decoration Day. It was born out of the Civil War.
Yep.
So many people had lost their lives. So many soldiers mm-hmm. had died. And it went on from there and, of course, became a national holiday. And
the other thing that should be mentioned about this is this was not just for the American national cemeteries. It was for all soldiers of the Civil War, Confederate, and Union as well. It was for everybody that had served the United States of America, regardless of their capacity, and it was also put together to help heal a nation. And that's why it started as it did in the South, in Virginia, at Arlington National Cemetery, where they put flowers on the graves and called it Decoration Day.
Exactly. And even now, Captain, over 150 years later, we can still benefit from that notion of healing and coming together and recognizing that we are one people and we have one destiny together.
Well, that would be nice if we were in a perfect world, but unfortunately we are dealing with a group of people right now that are so hardcore on the other side of the aisle that you could put a stick of dynamite under them and they still wouldn't move. And here comes the music, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along on this 2019 Memorial Day edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. And Kathy is going to tell you how to get a hold of us if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. We appreciate him, and we appreciate all of you listening into us right now. And we also appreciate you when I can tell you about how you can save money just like I did by going to GEICO, because you can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance for more than just your car, and your GEICO insurance agent, your local GEICO insurance agent, not only will cover your car, your truck that you're driving, but he can also give you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and out there in California, IA, not too far away from Kyle, where it's still snowing in the mountains. Insurance on your snowmobile. And there's a little bit of snow in Colorado to speak about tonight, too. And we can even help with homeowners and renters insurance through your GEICO insurance agency. Look them up on the web, GEICO, GEICO.com, or go to the phone book to find out who your local GEICO agent is. That's GEICO, GEICO. Dot com. 21 million drivers got it. I got it, too, and I'm saving a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is snowing out in California yet.
It sure is. Snow by about the 5,500 foot level or so, we understand, because we have sort of the last of a rare springtime storm coming through, dropping a lot of rain. And
number 3,011.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, and it's been raining on and off all day, and of course it kept all the people away from the beaches throughout the day as well, but it should be moving through.
Well, the people that went up into Yosemite National Park up there, up into the northern end towards Montana, I hope they took their chains with them because they may need them to get back.
Exactly, yeah. We've got a lot of snow.
All righty. Well, I want to reference something here because, you know, we heard Nancy Pelosi last week talk about a cover-up, and then we heard Liz Cheney, and I'm not sure what television show she was on yesterday. It might have been Fox, don't know, but I've got the story, and I didn't really see her on TV. She said that Attorney General William Barr's investigation of the origins of the FBI's Russia probe must look at conservations that sound an awful lot like a coup and could very well be treason.
Well, yes, this is very, very important. And what we understand, Captain, about what we know so far about the different, you know, conspiracies that were literally going on. I mean, we've heard all these terms, collusion and conspiracy and so forth. But, Captain, when you have people texting themselves back and forth, you know, talking about insurance policies and what they're going to do if Trump wins the election, basically, and so forth, when you've got different high-level FBI operatives, officials talking about FISA warrants, how these things got signed, how they got, no pun intended, trumped up. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else are they trying to do other than to remove a duly elected president?
Well, here's what I was thinking. When I heard Nancy Pelosi speak of President Trump's cover-up, her quote, not mine, and ask Trump aides and the family for an intervention, the insinuation was that the president has lost his mind or is acting in ways that could damage our country. And I was thinking to myself, boy, this is strange, because I was thinking the exact same thing about Nancy Pelosi and all of her Democratic buddies, because the line by Pelosi makes perfect sense to me. Cover-up. They're the ones. They're the ones. The students of Saul Alinsky and the Cloward Piven strategy. They're the ones that have been doing the covering up, and we know it, and they're going to get nailed. They're going to get nailed to the wall when this IG inspection comes out, and the FISA warrant inspection is going to just absolutely put the icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
And we all know it.
Well, absolutely, and certainly, if Hillary Clinton had won the election and the power had remained in the hands of the Democrat Party and the Democrat machine, the Democrat Party elite, as it were, we would never have known the links and the extent to which certain operatives and certain people were willing to go in order to subvert our democracy. And so, Captain, you know, you talked about the word cover-up, and with the phraseology we've also heard is attacking our democracy. This is what they claimed Trump was doing with Putin, to attack our democracy. Well, our democracy has been under attack. It's unfortunate. I hate to put it in those terms, but this is what we're finding out. And you're right. When the IG report comes out, and when Mr. Durham, the U.S. Attorney's report comes out, and we get evidence, and we get some names, and we get of the ability to put two and two together on this, it's devastating. And this is precisely why Nancy Pelosi is using these kinds of ridiculous terms like intervention. They're simply trying to create a smokescreen, a distraction.
And I want everybody to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you, because Saul Alinsky and his Rules for Radicals and a Cloward Piven strategy, and even though Saul Alinsky's dead, he had this advice for his Marxist American hating students. This is the quote. Look in the mirror, whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. Those are words from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
Oh, absolutely. And also, the notion behind all of that and that sort of thinking is that you're playing a long game. I don't think that they intended, or people like Saul Alinsky, they're not going to have an overnight revolution, as it were.
They knew that.
Yeah, but it's going to be a long game. And so we have a perspective in our electoral behavior, in the sense that every 2 and 4 years we have these elections, but sometimes these people are thinking 30, 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so very important to maintain mm-hmm. the fundamentals of our republic, and so that when we see these kinds of things, we recognize it for what it is, a republic.
And we do require an intervention in America, folks. Yes, we do. There has been a cover-up, but it's not President Donald Trump and the crosshairs. It's the entire leadership of the Democratic Party. Pick a name and go backwards and down the line. It's the party that's tried to pull off a coup against our president that we elected in 2016. We, the people, elected him. One state that gave the popular vote to Hillary Clinton to lay her some sort of claim to the presidency, California, the state that you live in, Kyle, where the illegals can vote, one state doesn't make a basket of apples or a bushel of apples. And this party, the Democrats that paid, they actually paid for a fake dossier. We know that. And then put it in front of the FISA court. We know that. Without disclosing it was paid for by the Hillary Clinton and the DNC, which is absolutely fraudulent. A party, a conspiracy with the deep state, the anti-Trumpers that recruited virtually every leader in the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA to spy on Donald Trump's presidential campaign, fix the election, and try to frame Trump, they're going to get theirs coming down the road. Watch and see.
Well, absolutely. And
it starts with James Clapper.
Well, of course. Well, and the idea...
And if I disappear tomorrow, you'll know why.
Well, I don't think so, but
I don't either. I don't, and they better bring a big gun to the party.
Well, but you know, when you see all these apparatuses you were just talking about, Captain, when you see them being weaponized the way that they were
mm-hmm.
by the Democrats, perhaps by people fairly high up in the administration, we mm-hmm. don't know exactly yet, but when these things are weaponized, the outcome was supposed to be
mm-hmm.
that no Republican would ever win the presidency ever again,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Now, we know that Rolling Thunder yesterday, supposedly all the press reports were it was their last ride, Rolling Thunder. Well, President Trump right away stood up and he said, this is not the end of Rolling Thunder. As a matter of fact, they'll be back in D.C. again and again and again. And I know this was because the Department of Defense was running short of funds, and that was one of the monies, if you will, that they had to not give to this tremendous movement every Memorial Day, Rolling Thunder. It's been an annual thing for, God, I don't know, 20 years, 25 years?
Yeah, since I think about 1988.
That's 30 years.
Going on. Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. And so part of it, too, evidently was that there seemed to have been a drop in some of the memorabilia and merchandise that is sold in order to help fund this to about the tune of about $200,000 it costs every year for parking lot rentals and security and even porta potties and this kind of
thing. Yeah, which is where the DOD came into effect, because a lot of the soldiers were there. They had MPs there and everybody else.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and for what we hear, of course, you know, with the president's tweet and all that, I'm fairly confident that this is all going to continue, because this is too big a cause to let sort of go by the by.
And you got to remember, this is made up predominantly of Vietnam veterans that put this thing together years ago. That's why you see all the POWMIA. And Kyle, we're going to take a break. And folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And if you got something you want to add to the mix, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a powerful tornado has ripped through the town of El Reno in Oklahoma. A survey shows it was an EF3 that was on the ground for more than 2 miles, and it lasted about 4 minutes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
This woman residing in the trailer park that was leveled, she was home with her two grandchildren when the twister hit, trapping them in the rubble, when her son called her cell phone to check on her.
Well, I had 2% on my phone. His name showed up. I hit the button, told him we got hit. The boys are fine. And within 5 minutes, he was there.
People in the central and southern U.S. are warned about a likelihood of more severe weather, including tornadoes, for the next week or so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And don't forget, today I will be at Moss Family Chevrolet from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And I'm going to stay there till 3 p.m. for a reason, because at 3 p.m. we are going to observe the 1 minute of silence in respect for our war dead this afternoon, and I'll be doing it right there at Moss Family Chevrolet. We've got a number of veterans that are going to be stopping by, and that's something that's going to be very important for, especially if you have children, to participate in or to see and understand what it is that's going on here in this country. And we invite you to stop by Moss Family Chevrolet today. I'll be there from noon to 3. That's 16414 North Dale Mabry, just above the Gaither High School there, and it's in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, so hope I can see you there. Got a whole bunch of free stuff to give away, and of course I'll have those famous $500 discount coupons, which, by the way, on Saturday up in Newport Richey, four people took advantage of those coupons and bought themselves a brand new shiny Moss Nissan at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Today we'll be at their Chevrolet dealership in Tampa. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, everybody wants to know when you're leaving California.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe someday sooner than later.
Yeah, well, the illegals keep taking control of the state. You actually had somebody get appointed to a state government position that's an illegal alien. How's that possible?
Search me.
They're not here legal. They're not here legally. They're an illegal alien, and they got appointed to a state government leadership position.
Well, it's the same kind of logic, Captain, when you hear, you know, that somehow undocumented aliens somehow have the right to vote because they're here and they're in the community and they should have a say what happens to them. That's the kind of twisted logic.
That's twisted, all right, and it's ruining your state and it's ruining America, and we'll get into something here in the EU with the vote they just had here in a minute. But first, I want to start out with a Breitbart story that surfaced over the weekend. And folks, this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Let's see if the Democratic presidential challengers run with this one against Joe Biden. There was a report that came out in Breitbart that said that Vice President Joe Biden was involved in the early stages of the 2016 Russian probing of the Trump campaign. Bingo.
Absolutely, yes. Well, this references back a Washington Post article back from 2017,
mm-hmm.
which also detailed essentially the sort of the close-knit circle of Obama administration officials.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the thing. Attorney General Barr just recently stated, he said that, quote, "The thing that's interesting about this is that this investigation was handled at a very senior level of these departments. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't handled, here, and here's the key thing, in the ordinary way that investigations or counterintelligence activities are conducted. It was sort of an ad hoc, small group, and most of these people are no longer with the CIA or the FBI. Now, what's interesting about this, Captain, of course, is that, it, you know, you start to see the genesis of trying to put together this narrative about Russian interference in the 2016 campaign and how this investigation's going to go, as opposed to having it go the normal way or having it be organic and come out of, I don't know, something like evidence or things like that. And this is why we keep hearing the word, this very special word that's being used now a lot in these different hearings and news reports, and that is the so-called predicate for the investigation at all. And so nobody can actually point to that as you would normally point to in any kind of criminal investigation that might come about.
And Sam, the paper man, just asked, why don't we just kick California out of the union? It doesn't work that way, Sam. Sorry.
No.
It's easier for a state to withdraw from the union, if they will, from the United States. But to just kick a state out of the country, out of the United States of America, does not work that way.
That's right. And, you know, another interesting thing about this whole thing about Biden is that there was a very small group of people who evidently knew about the Russia intelligence and all this other stuff. And these are some pretty familiar names, Captain. John Brennan.
Yep.
James Clapper.
Yep.
Loretta Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's friend, James Comey.
Mm-hmm. And Susan Rice is included in that list.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
and so the more that we find out about what appears to be a small cadre of people that had obviously big ties to the administration and very high up ties to the administration, and now if you throw Biden into the mix, this means, Captain, that there's going to be a lot of very tough questions
mm-hmm.
that Biden can be asked and may be asked by the Attorney General at some point.
Yeah, and wait till they go to a debate and his candidates that are running against them bring this stuff up. And I'm telling you, it's damning. It really is. Plus, you got the son with the billion, $1.5 billion from Russia and all that. But anyway, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll tell you all about how to hear his radio show in a minute. All right, before I get to what happened in the European Union with the big vote, legal experts are now saying that Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, his warrant was intended to catch a bunch of terrorists who some did get arrested that were in those massage parlors in South Florida that did have terrorist ties, including the guy we heard about that was, I think he was in Texas.
Right, yeah, so this is this is a very interesting development in all of this.
Yeah, and everything against Kraft was dropped. All the charges have been dropped. It's like it never happened.
That's right, that's right. And of course, you know, it appears that terrorists do use these kinds of networks or
yep.
use these kinds of places, establishments, as it were, in order to conduct business.
Now, the other big news coming out tonight is coming from Europe, because in the European Union elections, the parties that lean to the right made some big gains in the United Kingdom, in France, and in Italy with the elections that were held over the weekend. Actually, we didn't know about them for 4 days. I think we had to wait 4 days for that. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
So the elections were held, what, Thursday?
I think so, yeah.
Or maybe Wednesday, whatever 4 days was from right now. But we're now finding out that we've got the European Union, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy, where they've made a turn to the right.
Well, that's exactly right, and especially with the idea of Brexit, Nigel Farage's party did very well. We understand significant changes or significant...
Yeah, that's a party that's been around 3 months.
Right, that's right, that's right. But significant challenges and changes in France and Italy, a strong rebuke of Macron and what he wants to do. Now, this doesn't change everything overnight. It doesn't necessarily mean a complete U-turn.
No.
But what it does mean is that over the next several years, the Parliament of the EU in Brussels, this is going to be a lot more fragmented, we understand.
Yep.
And it's going to be harder to create coalitions and majorities.
And I need to stop a rumor, because a lot of people have been sending me this junk about, well, Nancy Pelosi was drunk when she got kicked out of the White House. Not true, folks. Not even close to being accurate. First of all, Nancy Pelosi is a drinker. We do know that. Nancy Pelosi had the highest alcohol tab of any Speaker of the House at all, period, for all those private flights that she made on the Air Force aircraft that she had commandeered to use for herself when she was Speaker, and all the different parties and all the different things that she catered. She had a huge alcohol bill, but she was not drunk when she showed up at the White House, and those pictures of her were doctored.
They were doctored, and this is what happens, of course, when people get to release things out onto the internet, and it sort of takes on a life of its own. I think there are some legitimate concerns about Nancy Pelosi.
Well, yeah, because she's been slurring her words. Now, that is legitimate. She's been slurring her words and not being able to complete rational sentences, and it makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder, and it is very concerning on a personal level. And just as we saw the other day, Jerry Nadler fell ill quite suddenly and was rushed to the hospital. We understand that this last I've heard he was doing better, but these things do happen, and they can impact the ability to execute the duties of your office, let's say, in extreme cases. But Nancy Pelosi, unfortunately, I think is doing a lot more damage sometimes because she seems to be losing it, or in the sense that, like you said, she can't really complete sentences. And if that was someone on the other side of the aisle, Captain, I think you'd have the media all over that and asking some pretty tough questions.
Well, she's definitely lost control of her caucus and the new congressional members that came in. And by the way, Tlaib was on some news program on Sunday. I turned it off when I saw her. I'll read the reports about it later, and I'll probably have some audio tomorrow. But tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at our first weather report, Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yeah, Kyle wasn't kidding. It's snowing in California, up in the mountains, up above 5,500 feet. And for you truckers that are headed out to California, you know where those mountain passes are. Get the chains ready.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
That music goes out tonight to not only the truckers out on the highways and byways, but to all those bikers out there coming back from Rolling Thunder. And I'll tell you what, you're going to see motorcycles going north, south, east, west coming out of Washington, D.C. And we had a large contingent of Florida guys. I know my buddy George there went up there from down here. And a lot of bikers went up there with him. So there you go. And I think Tammy is on her way back, too, from up there. I'm not sure she went on a motorcycle or not. She might have, because she's got one. But anyway, there you go. But this edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your new home away from home, your Pilot or your local Flying J, wherever you're at, because it is really something what they're doing to those places right now. So let's get to the weather first, and I'll tell you about what Flying J is doing. Now, a severe thunderstorm and flash flood risk continues for the central and southern plains. A heat wave is continuing in the east and southeast. We're going to have a lot of 100-degree-plus temperatures today. Valdosta, Georgia, that means you. Tifton, Georgia, that means you. Albany, Georgia, that means you. The panhandle of Florida, Tallahassee North, that means you. So be prepared. And the heat is on, so to speak. It's going to be in the 90s down here where I'm at. And by the way, the other day on Saturday, I chose to be indoors at Moss Nissan and outdoors, because I believe it might have been close to 100 degrees up there, because when you walk out the door up there, you walk right on the pavement. There's nothing there to block the sun, and wow, I think you could have fried an egg. But anyway, let's get to this. A moderate risk of severe thunderstorms is in place tonight, all the way through today, Monday, for the threat of widespread damaging thunderstorm, wind gusts, large hail, and some tornadoes, again, that will touch down across the southern and central high plains. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means Texas, same areas as where we've been seeing the storms. Oklahoma, same areas where we've been seeing the storms. Watches and warnings up right now, not only for severe thunderstorms, but also for flash flood watches and warnings. And Kansas. Somebody put a bullseye on you again this week, because we've got flood warnings, we've got flash flood warnings, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings, we got rain across a lot of Kansas. That rain continues into the southeastern part of Nebraska, the northwestern part of Missouri, and the southwestern part of Iowa tonight. And it's also in the north central part of Nebraska all the way to the Wyoming line, as well as in the southern southwestern corner of Nebraska. Now, get this. When you get out of the rain, all right, and it's raining up in South Dakota, too. We've got flood warnings up in the north central part of South Dakota tonight, with some scattered showers along in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Illinois, and it looks like possibly down in Arkansas, pardon me, in Louisiana. We got some flood watches in the eastern part of Texas tonight from about, it looks like right there around Beaumont, and then up about 100 miles up into Texas. Now, Going out west, as I told you, first of all, we'll get to the snow. Northern Colorado, the very tips of Northern Colorado, if you're taking 287 and you're running up towards Laramie, the old shortcut that used to be up there and all that sort of stuff, well, guess what? When you get up on top of the peak up there, going down, looking to go down into the valley, you're going to be in snow because there's a winter storm watch, if you will, winter driving advisory up in the elevations above 5,500 feet for snow. Could be a few inches. You get up above 6,500, 7,000 feet, it'll be several inches and could be as much as a foot, depending on where you're at. In addition, the upper end of Yellowstone, as I said, snowing up there, winter storm watch and warning, depending on where you're at. Raining off to the east in Montana, flood warnings there in some areas right now in Montana, so be careful. If you get off on the two lanes up there, you might run into some trouble. You got some rain just along the Idaho border with Montana, just a little bit east of Coeur d'Alene. Looking in Nevada, you've got some scattered rain out there east of Reno on I-80. Got some high winds in north-central part of Nevada, and you've got some snow in the higher elevations outside of Las Vegas, and some more winds in the high desert in California, and also to the west and north of Las Vegas. But right along the border, okay, right along the border in California and Nevada, you have in the Sierra Nevadas, the lower Sierra Nevadas, and the San Bernardino Mountains, you have a winter storm watch and a warning for winter driving conditions. They're advising people to have their chains with them. If they're going in the mountains, you may need them. Also in the higher elevations coming out across I-8 tonight, you've got some winter warnings in the higher elevations above 5,500 feet. It is snowing, and the higher you get, the more snow you'll get. Other than that, you've got, coming across I-10. We'll stay down on I-10 right now. New Mexico, all the way over to El Paso, you've got a fire watch tonight, fire threat advisory. That fire advisory comes out of Las Cruces, too, and runs north up into the Indian Reservation, Ruidoso, as well as right to the edge of the White Sands Missile Range. And then coming over into the middle part of the U.S., if you're up on I-64 in Kentucky, you've got a lot of fog right now in central Kentucky, especially along I-64. I-77 north and south, you'll have some fog there, too, skirting it along West Virginia and right there on the Kentucky line in that area. And southern Indiana, you have some fog there. Again, a heat advisory in the panhandle of Florida, coming out of Tallahassee north, going up into Georgia. It includes Valdosta, includes Albany, includes southeast Alabama as well. You'll have some winds up in Georgia, further up the line, Atlanta north, and some winds in the central part of South Carolina. So too bad the winds aren't blowing the other way down south to make it a little bit cooler for everybody. But that's what's going on tonight with the weather. Now, keep in mind that Moss Nissan also is a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch, and they also offer you advantages that you won't get anywhere else, because I heard it again from the people that showed up to buy vehicles on Saturday. You serve, you save. Nobody does what they're doing. Preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your brand new vehicles, whether it's a Moss Nissan or a Moss Chevy. Nobody is doing that. Now, somebody might say, well, I'm going to give you $6,500 off. That's not even close to what Moss Nissan is doing, especially on their pickup trucks, because I watched them doing their wheeler dealing over the weekend, and I was handing people the coupons that they were getting, the $500 discounts, and that was just like a $500 down payment to some people. They used it for that. So there you go. But anyway, it all worked the way it did, and I was happy to see it and happy to be a part of saving people money and they were getting the vehicles that they wanted to get for a long time. So today, again, I'll be at Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414. Northdale Mabry in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. Stop by noon to 3, and at 3 o'clock we're going to observe a minute of silence with all the veterans and everybody that's around us, because that's when the president and the country will observe a minute of silence. All right, coming up, top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary's got the night off. She's on assignment, but I'll be back. We're going to start the second hour off with something very special. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.